Friends, how's it going? I am totally fried at the moment. I've spent the last, all of today, yesterday, and then thinking about it over the weekend and then a bunch of Friday on fixing a Alpine and Livewire bug. And I finally surfaced, everything is tagged and released and out there, and I feel really good about it. So here it comes. Here's the tale, a tale from the depths of Livewire and Alpine. So here's the problem. The problem is in Jetstream and in Surge, anywhere that uses a Tailwind UI modal built with Alpine that has X-Show, when you open it, it sort of whooshes in. Excuse me. Can I cough on this? When you open it, it whooshes in because it's got that transition applied, so it whooshes in. Then when you close it, what happens? Okay, when you close it with Livewire, it just abruptly disappears instead of transitioning out. So if you're talking just plain Alpine, it does work. It transitions in and out fine. But if you're using Entangle with Livewire, then it works on the way in, but on the way out, it just abruptly disappears and doesn't transition out, which looks bad. And so every modal in Jetstream, when you cancel a modal and it goes through Livewire, whenever you hit the nevermind buttons or anything, the modal will just kind of jankily just go kunk. But if you click out of the modal because it's pure Alpine, it'll you know, transition out nicely. So what's the problem? Where does it live? Well, I think we first have to start with a story about Alpine and transitions. So Alpine didn't have transition for a while, and then I wanted to add transitions, and I was going to make it really simple, just like xshow.transition, kind of like there is right now, or it was going to be like .fade or something, so you could just add them if you want, otherwise it's up to you. And and Adam Wathen pushed me to make a more robust transition system like Vue.js that has like classes that get added and removed. He's, you know, for him, it's like, well, for people who care about transitions, you need to make something more flexible. Otherwise, you know, people are going to have to build their own thing or whatever. It's really nice that Vue has a transition system where React, maybe it does now, but you have to pull in third-party libraries and they're really confusing and hard to use and whatnot. So I added this transition system. And then at one point, Adam said to me, he's like, so here's a problem. Now think about this, think about a modal. You have the container of the modal that's position fixed and it's hugging all sides of the viewport. So it's like, you know, top zero, left zero, right zero, bottom zero. And then inside of that, so that would be, yeah, that's the container. And then you have an overlay that's the transparent, thing that sits behind the modal that fades in. And then you have the actual modal itself that sort of swooshes in. So you really have three different X shows going on in this Alpine component. You have the container X show that hides and shows the entire modal thing container. Then you have the overlay that sits behind the modal that gets X shown with the transition. And then you have the actual modal that gets X shown with the transition. So if you think about it, the two inner ones have transitions applied with a certain duration. And if, what about durations not matching? What happens? So in the container, the transitions will never, they'll show on the way in, because all three get shown instantly and then the two of them get transitioned in. But if you think about it on the way out, you would need the outermost container to have a transition as well with the same duration so that it doesn't abruptly hide before its children have gotten a chance to transition out. So I don't know if you followed that, but basically, and this is how it works in Vue.js. This is like the way Vue.js works, is it you have to add this sort of stupid, you know, empty transition wrapping up earlier transition. So Adam was like, wouldn't it be cool if Alpine just kind of worked automatically? And I was like, yeah, that would be super cool. And so I worked on it and I added it. So Alpine, and it was one of the craziest things I've ever built in Alpine. Like, it's not that impressive or anything. It's just like, oh my gosh, wrapping my head around how to recursively wait for transitions is just stupid hard for my brain. Like, it's a big promise chain. It's a big callback chain wrapped into promises, mapped into promises, reversed, reduced, the matter orders, it has to all the nesting orders, matter orders, order matters, oh my gosh. You have to, like, I did a reducer with a nested recursive promise chain that like chains on its dot thens and whatever. It's just like, it's so hard for me to even wrap my head around. And I remember just sitting there like in that otherworldly brain space, I was laying on my bed writing this and it was just like, just outside of my mental reach. So it's kind of like a lot of trial and error. Anyway, so it was fun, of course, but it was difficult. And that's honestly the most fun that you can have in programming for me. So I had to revisit all that because basically I didn't even know what the problem was that was causing this. But I knew it was related to that system because actually it took me too long to figure this out. But I figured out that if you do add like xshow.transition to that outer container on the Jetstream modal, it all works fine. Everything works fine. But I thought, well, we got to address this. So I really don't have time to even explain like very much about this because it really is pretty freaking deep. And I had to go down, I basically uncovered two problems. I uncovered a problem in Alpine. So here's the thing, here's a bug I found in Alpine is that normally, so Alpine is smart enough, its transition system is smart enough to interrupt itself. So if you have like a button that toggles a modal on and off, you can mash that button. And if it's transitioned, they're not going to overlap each other. You know, like if like the Alpine system internally will go, oh, is this transitioning right now? Well, then finish the transition abruptly and then start this next transition. It's smart enough for that. And it's actually kind of beautiful, but with this wrapping thing where you're wrapping in an X show, it's not smart enough to do that. It tries to do that, but if you think about it, it needs to both interrupt the inner transition and also cancel the outer X show eventuality. So I really have to like, I pass a reject down deep. And then when you cancel a transition, I call that reject and it rejects the entire promise chain and interrupts the promise chain. There's no way you were following what I was just saying. But basically, that's where we were at. I paired with Austin Cameron for almost an entire day on this. And we got like way farther than I think I would have on my own because it's just so nice to have someone else to like think through stuff with. But yeah, so I brought it home today. And so that was the problem in Alpine, that bug. And then LiveWire, I just called you dude. That's so funny. You could tell like we're just hanging out. I do that to my wife sometimes and she's like, what, dude, you know? Yeah. It's just really deep. And so LiveWire, like one of the goals with Alpine, I think one of the big features is a really robust transition system. So something like Phoenix Live View, transitions are really hard. Because they don't have an Alpine. So there's no real good answer to it. And I know that's something that people want. And maybe they built one. And I built my own in LiveWire before version one. I removed it. But LiveWire had its own transition system. So now that Alpine's transition system is like incredibly robust and works beautifully, as far as I know, every case is handled. Of course, that's, you know, I'm just asking for to be smitten from the gods. Smitten, smote, smited. But yeah, like, so anyway, so like when you think about X show in Alpine with LiveWire, how you can X show to a $wire.show, or you can X show to an entangle, or whatever else, or you could just have an Alpine X show. All of those things now work, or entangle.defer. All of these combinations work and interrupting works. Like you can have an entangle show and you can mash a button that toggles it on and off and it'll be firing requests to the server. You can have defer, you can mix and match defer and normally, and the transitions will interrupt each other beautifully. Like they'll like halfway through a transition out, it'll just reverse itself. Like you won't even get it won't even complete itself and then go again. It's crazy. It's beautiful. It just feels so robust to me. And I finally feel like I conquered the world of all things transitions in LiveWire and Alpine. Oh, so it is a good feeling. And you know, the time that I've spent working on this, it's been like ridiculously difficult for my brain, but super fun, you know, like I would be lying if I tried to act like I minded. This is like my favorite thing to do is to just dig so deep on something. And make it beautiful and make it robust and, you know, bring it to clarity. So, yeah. And there's, you know, I have 101 thoughts on refactoring, of course, that I'd love to share with you. Refactors I made and decisions and whatever. But maybe I'll record another video after this. But really, I just kind of wanted to update you that Jetstream modals are now work perfectly. Same with Surge. LiveWire and Alpine. This maybe this is like the final frontier of bugs related to the interaction between the two. And now that this is sort of solved, everything's just going to be hunky-dory from here on out. I wish that were the case. But we're at 10 minutes, so I'll be seeing you.